With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Americans elect a president in less than 2 days now. Both candidates are campaigning hard. Yesterday, former President Donald Trump made multiple stops, including in Gastonia, North Carolina, where he vowed to save the country.
This is all you need to know. Kamala broke it. She broke it. We will fix it. I will fix it. It'll be fixed very soon. And America will be bigger, better, bolder, richer, safer, and stronger than ever before.
And he finished with this.
I put everything on the line for you, and including my life itself. I mean, in all fairness, I don't talk about it, but I did. And I need you to do one thing. We don't want your money. I don't want any money. I don't want anything. We don't want. All we want is one simple thing. Get out on Tuesday.
Nobody knows how the presidential election will turn out, but the Federal Reserve's move 2 days later is much easier to predict. With inflation continuing to cool, the Fed is set to cut interest rates for a second time this year. The central bank's future actions, though, become more unsettled once a new president and Congress take office in January. Conservationists and a Native American tribe are suing to block a Nevada lithium mine they say will drive an endangered wildflower to extinction, disrupt groundwater flows, and threaten cultural resources. The Center for Biological Diversity promised the court battle weeks ago when the U.S. Interior Department approved Ioneer's lithium boron mine at the only place TM's buckwheat is known to exist in the world. It's the latest in a series of legal fights between the left and President Biden. Moldovans casting votes today in a decisive presidential runoff pitting pro-Western incumbent Maia Sandu against Russian-friendly former prosecutor General Alexander Stolokogo. The vote will be held throughout the day. This is SRN News. Lawmakers and officials in several states are trying to fix the ailing public school system with an injection of scripture. Oklahoma State School Superintendent Ryan Walters has mandated the schools stock classrooms with Bibles. Louisiana passed a law requiring schools to post the Ten Commandments in classrooms, the subject of a federal lawsuit. And the Texas Education Agency has proposed a reading curriculum that includes stories from the Old and New Testaments. Meanwhile, Christians are being encouraged to run for local school boards. Democrats in Florida are hoping amendments that would promote abortion and legalize marijuana will boost their turnout on Election Day. However, the number of voters registered as Democrats has tumbled in recent years in the state, effectively placing it firmly in the red column. The GOP steadily narrowed the Democratic Party's lead in voter registrations in Florida for about a decade, finally surpassing Democrats' plurality of active registered voters back in 2021. This is SRN News. Japan has a plan for a kind of highway conveyor belt to deal with a shortage of truck drivers.
Japan is planning an automated cargo transport corridor between Tokyo and Osaka to make up for a shortage of truck drivers. The system is viewed as a solution to manage soaring deliveries as the country's workforce declines. The government is promoting it as a conveyor belt road. A computer graphics video made by the government shows big wheeled boxes moving along a three-lane corridor in the middle of a big highway. A trial system is due to start test runs in the next couple of years, and they're aiming for a full rollout in 5 years. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Today is Sunday, November the 3rd. It's the 308th day of 2024. There are 58 days left in the old year, and we're back on standard time this morning. On this date in history, 1911, the Chevrolet Motor Car Company was founded in Detroit by Louis Chevrolet and William Durant. This is SRN News.